This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The border wall is once again taking center stage, as we just said, and President Trump isn't waiting on Congress to keep moving forward on building it. Fisher Sand and Gravel Company is one of four companies selected to build the cement prototype, and the CEO, Tommy Fisher, joins us now with more. Tommy, you have designed a big, big wall. I've seen some pictures of it. It's one of four prototypes. The lack of funding is there from Congress. Give us a sense. How big is that wall that we're looking at a picture of right now?
Yeah, ours is a wall, not a see-through fence. It's an actual wall. It's 30 feet tall, 30 inches thick of concrete, and it will work. And one of the things, Jason, listening to the last viewer, we put a proposal on Department of Homeland Security's desk to build 700 miles in roughly 5 years through California, New Mexico, and Arizona, complete with high-speed roads for the agents that will actually work for $10.77 billion backed by a bond. There's no cost overruns. We're here to do exactly what we came to, is deliver border security for every single American, and we can prove it works.
Now, the terrain is not all flat. You've got places with riverbeds. You have some mountainous areas, particularly in New Mexico. So what do you do on those portions of it? Is the wall for the entire span, or what do you do about those mountain areas?
Absolutely no exceptions for mountains. With our patented system, we use set footings on the bottom. We keep a consistent top. We can go up 17% grades and build the roads that the agents can. And furthermore, I included a smaller proposal to build 15 miles in 1 year. So that current fence that they're building right now in Calexico, the government has given basically 300 days to build 2 miles. With one crew, we can build 15 miles. So the difference is we're building a wall, not a fence. President Trump had it right. Congress did not do him justice by basically limiting the only thing they could spend is on a fence, not a wall. Imagine if General Mattis got in the military budget $700 billion, but there was a caveat on that you could only build old military options. That doesn't work. And the fence basically wears out in 30 years, best case scenario. I've got places where it rusted in basically 10 years. So our point is,
What about the point, though? Some people have said, look, you build a wall, we're just going to build a tunnel. And there really, our intelligence of being able to detect a tunnel, what do we do then? How far down into the ground, for instance, does that wall go?
Well, it goes 6 feet, but we have ways that if you cover up with our spread footing where our footings work, you can track tunnels to within maybe 2 or 3 feet of variability. And when I put two high-speed access roads on both sides of the wall, you have views both ways. So basically, if they did build a tunnel, we could pull right up on a road, just like you'd fill an old coal pit or anything else. You could basically auger down and fill it full of grout.
Now, so have you had people try to go up and over it? I mean, are people able to go up and over it?
No, because we're going to just think about this, Jason. You're going to have an access road for the Border Patrol agents that's sitting 40 feet off the border right now, that they're on a paved road that the agents can't be detected. So you want to put up a ladder where an agent can drive right up on you? That'd be like you asking to put up a ladder on a highway, and the border agents are coming every couple minutes. So when we build what we can build, literally those agents can travel 6 to 10 times as fast as they do because they have access. In the end, you have to build a barrier, and our barrier lasts 150 years. But then we got to give access to these agents so they can protect every one of our lives.
Well, the CEO of Fisher Sand and Gravel, Tommy Fisher, explaining what a border wall really looks like. I mean, really well thought out, and some good ideas here. Lest we forget, this is a promise the president had made while he was campaigning, to build the wall, and I believe that Americans are going to hold this president and the Republican Party to that promise that the wall be built to, you know, protect this country and protect its citizens. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. We've got more coming up. Michael Dougherty, coming up next.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. We got Michael Dougherty, as promised, President and CEO of LabMD, an Atlanta-based clinical and anatomic medical laboratory with a national client base. Mr. Michael, how you doing, buddy?
I'm well. Oh, I'm in South Florida here, celebrating the week with Mom. And life is good.
Well, good, good. Even though a rough basketball game last night, huh?
I'm not talking about those things. That's why I'm not in Michigan right now. What are you hurting me for? I went to that school.
I know. I know you did. It was tough. I mean, Villanova. I mean, my goodness. You know, not
they
necessarily
just took over, didn't they?
They really did.
Over.
They did. They did it like, in the final four. They did it in the four. You know. Took care of Kansas handily. I mean, they were, you know, bombing in threes. I mean, you know, Kansas was just like, I think they're still shell-shocked. And, you know, Michigan, you know, played their hearts out and did what they do. But, wow, they were just too much, too much.
Yeah, we had to sink every single one. We started out really good, and then they were just like, okay, that's enough, boom. And I was like, oh, boy.
Unbelievable. It's like they had a whole other gear. But anyway, that's the way it happens. But look, if you're in Florida, sunshine, you're not up north where, you know, they're experiencing some dusting of, you know, the white powder, you know, coming upon them.
They're freaking out about it. No, we're doing good. This life could be worse.
Well, good. Hey, lots to talk about here. It's almost like so many things, not enough time, but let's talk about Facebook. First of all, the FTC confirms Facebook under investigation, huh?
Yeah, okay. So I love this part because, first of all, the FTC is in total transition. They have barely anybody running the place still. And yet they hop on the marketing train because their whole agenda is we're here to save the world, which they've been doing now for a decade, and how's that working out?
Right.
And so it sounds good because people that don't know the details go, oh, the government's coming after the big bad guys. Great. Isn't that great government? This is the same crowd that probably goes to cocktail parties with Facebook.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, wink, yeah. Wink. It's all under control, right?
Right. When the government just went in and attacked Microsoft over a decade ago, that gave a signal to all big companies that Washington, D.C. actually does exist. And so now they build these beautiful new, you know, renovated offices, and they have a D.C. presence, and they're over there, and they're working together in community education. And that builds relationships. Now, at the same time, that, you know, Congress has never specifically approved the Federal Trade Commission to run data security. So that's why they go after smaller companies, because the only way the FTC gets their hands slapped is to actually, you know, have a court tell them no. But that takes decades. It takes about 8-9 years and millions of dollars. So no one does it until I came along and Wyndham came along. So they don't like the big mega rich companies. And so we'll see. Now, the other side of the coin is Facebook did sign a consent decree in 2011, and there might be a loophole in there. That's the only way they're going to, you know, get anything. But this is it's just an exploited situation by the Federal Trade Commission to give everyone the impression that they're actually effective and on top of this.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is, it's disgusting about all this, Michael. At the end of the day, if the government gets any money on this, all the money, the fines, penalties will go to the government, and the people that were injured, you know, what are we going to get? A Tootsie Roll, maybe, if you're lucky?
No, exactly right, because Congress doesn't do its job. Congress is completely ineffective. They've set no regulation. They've set no standards. They've set no requirements, so no one knows what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And in Facebook's situation, you know, what's gone on here is when all this started, we were all unaware of what free really wasn't. We certainly knew we had to give them money. We didn't know that we would have a virtual microchip in all of us that would be allowing someone to, you know, see who we associate with, analyze who our friends are on Facebook, who our network is, where we shop, how we think, to box us up in little areas, to restrict us from going outside of those areas if we're conservative. From, you know, all these things they do are outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the huge problem. It's just the F don't think anything's going to be saved or changed because the Federal Trade Commission's doing it. Nothing's going to happen to anything except that this FTC people will get money. They'll get their job security. They'll do a lot of publicity, and we'll still be sitting here. It's going to have to be a marketplace failure. It's what's going to have to be. It's going to have to be, we're going to have to vote with our feet.
Either that or there's somebody else that comes in into play controlling the distribution of this information where true privacy is in play here. Is that possible, Michael?
Well, I think it's possible if this gets worse. I mean, I do think that the public, with the privacy issue and what Facebook's going on, I mean, Facebook is in a really isolated place right now. Everyone, I mean, when the left and the right don't like you at the same time, that's a broad problem. And Zuckerberg is going to get a big dose of reality, and he's going to grow up real quick when he sits in front of that congressional hearing. Because all those, you know, the classic story of these rich people that are young, so they have no experience, and they have all this wealth, and they think they want to save the world, and they believe all this BS that comes out of these liberal politicians' minds, and then shocker, they get turned on like a dime. Those liberal guys are going to treat him like red meat.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's going to be like, holy cow. Yeah. Oh, I thought they were my friends.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. I am going to have to write a big check here. And it's not for for a politician. It's just for the government. It's all going to be fines and that. This whole situation with Cambridge Analytica, Michael, you know, by comparison with what Facebook did with the Obama administration, I mean, Cambridge Analytica is like a, like a flea on an elephant compared to what Facebook did?
Well, the whole thing about this is it's a nothing burger except, I mean, if you take the fall headline, the fake news headline out, and you go, you look, it's, hey, we can't believe Trump won using our trick. He beat us at our own game. Data mining and analytics and going after who you get out to vote, that's our stuff. How dare they do that better than we can? And so let's have a cow. And this is the hypocrisy. Okay, this is the hypocrisy of the people that still support Facebook, and this is why they turned against Zuckerberg. It's like, give me a break. That is nothing. But they'll spin any narrative. They believe that all those things are fine as long as they're for their ideas.
Exactly.
Their ideas.
Well, the deal. Yeah, but Zuckerberg broke the law because, I mean, now, yes, you've got one three-letter agency coming at you in the FTC. But what about the FEC? You know, the election committee, what are you going to do? What are you going to do about the Federal Election Committee? Because you have violated the whole campaign laws and everything like that by giving in-kind services to one party. And, you know, and here they are. They don't even know better, like you say, to your point. They're brilliantly ignorant, right? And they're bragging about breaking the law, and they don't even realize what they're saying. And then Zuckerberg goes, "Oh yeah, I'll go to D.C. I'll talk to them." And I imagine his attorney, you know, the thud that you heard after he said that was his attorney, you know, fainting. You know, you're not going. Michael Dougherty is with us. The conversation continues. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
I was made for you. I got it, evermore, evermore, my soul.
like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and independent as all get out, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Michael Dougherty continues with us, director of the National Cybersecurity Society, board member at NetShield Corporation, the global leader in affordable breach prevention. Michael, this situation with the FTC and Facebook, boy, I'll tell you, this could really... I don't know if it could change things. But you look to Congress to really do something when it hasn't done a whole lot, has it?
No, and so I actually think it's not going to change much. What the FTC has on Facebook is nothing more than really contract law, because they signed a consent decree to make the FTC go away in 2011. Now, when you sign a consent decree with the government, that's just a contract. And when you sign a contract, that's like signing a contract with anyone. They can put whatever goodies they want to put in there. And usually they have carte blanche to put it in, because the lawyers are telling you, oh, you better sign it not to make them mad.
Right.
And they shove in all these things they can do to you that they couldn't do to you if you went took them to court, because it's not within their power. So they empowered themselves more than the government let them empower themselves as far as what they can do to you if you violate something. You sign it to make them go away, and you think nothing will happen. And usually nothing happens, but then Facebook did this. So it depends on... You know, it depends on what's in that consent decree, what's in that contract, and that's nothing more that is. Now you go to the original issue here, though. Like, what piqued all this, right? Well, I'm telling you, when you look at the media and this British group and what happened with this quote-unquote data mining, they use the word breach and take and steal. And they use all these words that are designed to draw an untrue picture in your brain, that a company went into Facebook and stole. And then they turned it into data harvesting, and Facebook allowed them to. But they say allowed them to like it's a bad thing. Folks, it's Facebook. There should be no expectation of privacy. You go to Facebook and you let yourself there, and you click on the box. Again, contract law. You click on the box. You don't read the font. The big picture is okay, but I didn't know 15 years ago or 10 years ago when I signed the box that meant that you could click on my friends and see my network and run artificial intelligence to see what the birds of a feather operate in.
Exactly.
And how we all think and what we do. This is the part that's going to require the feet of the public. And it can't be politicized, because Congress is such a mess, they'll never get it done. It's
exactly.
Such a mess, because trust me, Democrats are not going to want to have any government entity reined in at all.
Mm-hmm.
And Republicans and Democrats won't agree.
Yeah, exactly. So it just goes round. But you're right. The free market will settle this, and it already in part is. I mean, Zuckerberg is freaking out because every day he's getting numbers of people disconnecting from Facebook.
Yeah, and he's losing his buddies. I've been to Facebook World Headquarters, folks, and I've toured the place, and it's beautiful. And it seems like a lovely place to work, because they have an unbelievable cafeteria where it's the most unbelievable employee cafeteria I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. It is gourmet. There's so much good stuff.
Really?
You get your laundry done there, and they do your laundry for you, your dry cleaning for you. You just pay the sales tax. It's all picked up by Facebook. It's a little bit of a study in socialism, where you're so well taken care of that, you know, you become quite codependent, and you get a sense, you don't get a sense of real reality.
Mm-hmm.
And you lose that type of wealth in the organization, and he's pictured himself as, you know, the savior of the world, the super, super good guy. He doesn't say he's a company. I believe he said he was a country. I mean, they've detached from reality, and they're getting a very, very big cold water slap in the face. I think he's more offended by the fact that people on the left are ticked at him, not people on the right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
and
well,
that,
the deal. What happens, Michael, with President Obama? I mean, you know, here it is. You find out that Facebook basically has violated election law, and the Obama administration. I mean, you know, is this another one of those things that the former president just gets away with?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I meant to bring that up in the last segment. I forgot, which was, look, that discovery in these cases is really interesting, which is why this will go nowhere. It's kind of like, because it's the Justice Department, right? And it's politicized at the top. And now they're not going to crack that open. I mean, you go after Trump for that, quote unquote, with your moral outrage. You know, there's two sides of that coin. And you have to go back and have all this other go down. And people are getting, the public is getting really tired of this. And it's really unfortunate because the lack of faith, the fact that the Justice Department can politically cherry pick who they go after is outrageous and it's terrifying and it hurts justice because then when they have to do their real work that's not politicized, the real guys do within the heart of the agency, you know, people don't want to cooperate because they don't trust them. They don't think they'll have your back. When witnesses don't think that you're going to have their back, they're going to be subjected to the silencing from the bad guys. And this is why the DOJ doing what they're doing, the FBI doing what they're doing, and this cherry picking and going after Trump and that whole collusion is such a broader problem for every American because it impacts the actual pursuit of justice and all this other non-political crime. Yeah. And then we become a bit of an anarchy state. It's terrible.
Well, all under the guise of purifying the system and, you know, making sure it never happens again, all that stuff. And what they're doing is just, you know, driving this into smithereens, are they not?
They are. And you listen to the hysteria and the hyperbole from people who, you know, have their hand in the cookie jar. And you just say a prayer every morning for Jeff Sessions. You know, that he's in there. I mean, it's broad and it's deep. And, you know, Roseanne tweeted about how all this human trafficking, and Trump's done more than anyone else, and everyone loses their mind. And then they find out she's right, and it drops off the radar in 2 seconds.
Exactly.
And there's so many sealed indictments right now. I read that there's usually like 1,800 sealed indictments. And since Trump's come in now, there's 20-something thousand sealed indictments, and they're going after people. And it's going to take some time, but you know, it's pretty incredible. And I know in massive investigations, this is why I try to be hopeful about Sessions, because I know in investigations, you do the periphery first, and you go after the big dogs last. Mm-hmm. And hopefully this is just the periphery, you know, and they get in. But it's such a war. Yeah. It is an absolute war. Mueller, Comey,
right.
You know, all of them.
Well, when you bring this up, Michael, I think this is an eye opener for Main Street America, and that is to realize that there's, you know, the injustice is so bad and so pervasive. You know, I mentioned this the other day in light of immigration. There's just not enough law enforcement to deal with, you know, sanctuary cities and the violations of our immigration law. You know, just in that case.
Especially when you have governments ignoring law. You don't even have to defend the law. You have to go to the people that refuse to enforce the law and work against you in the law. And they're in law enforcement. They're in government. It is outrageous. And this is where I hope the polling for the fall is as wrong as the Trump polling, because it's more of the same machinery of gaslighting and lying to the public about impounding. Because it's incredible how.
Yeah.
Look at the woman in Sacramento. Oh, the police are coming. Run.
Yes, exactly. In Oakland. Incredible. Yeah, crazy. Yeah, you're right. And look at the Rasmussen report. The latest poll on Trump. His numbers up over 50%. CNN is choking and doing everything they can to hold back the numbers, and they come in at 42%. But even then, at 42%, it's a spike, you know, based on their numbers. Well, the fake news continues. We just need to be aware of it. Michael Dougherty on Bill Martinez Live. Michael, good stuff. Appreciate it.
Take care, my friend.
You got it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
No wonder we call you Savior. No wonder we sing your praise. Jesus, our hope forever. You made a way. You made.
Back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. And if you are so inclined and you want to drop me an email, let me know. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. That will get you right to me. We'd love to hear from you, good, bad, or indifferent. Because it is all about you. That's how we roll here. So thank you very much for, joining us and spreading the good news. I mean, we're, in 280 plus markets across this country because of you and around the world via shortwave. So, welcome. The president is, being challenged again as immigrant caravan organizers are blasting Trump as a bully. And they say the U.S. obliged to welcome refugees, and we're going to be talking about more of that in a moment. But right now, we've got a former NFL quarterback and and teacher, and you know, and he's entering into a whole new enterprise here. We're going to talk about what he and Stacey are up to. Jeff Kemp is with us right now. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, I'm great. Thanks. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Happy Easter to you. Great time for the family and a pivotal time, you know, for our faith. And, you know, last time we keep checking, you know, the tomb is still empty, huh?
A pivotal time, you're right, to slow down and really think about what happened during that whole week and during Jesus' whole life. An unbelievable sacrifice and then, of course, the victory. We live a little bit more on the surface than we should if we really consider what Christ did for us and how in need we are.
Yeah, and here we are, you know, some 2,000 years down the road, and who else has impacted the universe like Jesus? I mean, there's no other figure, you know, that came and claimed to be God, was God, is God. But there's no other religious figure to make that statement, and no other figure who died and rose from the dead.
No, he's the center of history. I mean, the Bible says that he was there in the creation. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he holds everything together. And we rebelled and messed up this world, and in his grace, God fixed it. And Jesus is the center of that solution.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Well, Jeff, update us on what's going on. You and Stacy are busy about some new ventures. You're still involved with family life doing their marriage events. You know, you guys are setting out on, you know, more public speaking and you know, helping people out. So explain to us, update us on what's going on.
Well, I had 5 years on staff of Family Life, which was awesome, and mm-hmm. I loved it. And toward the end of that time, Stacy and I were trained and began speaking as Weekend to Remember speakers. In fact, we'll be in Reston, Virginia this weekend, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, doing a Weekend to Remember there, and then we do one in Austin in June. But I resigned from Family Life in October mm-hmm. to focus full-time on speaking and training. Two markets. Number one, men. I have a huge burden to help men find their identity in Christ, their confidence as men, the meaning of manhood, brotherhood and friendship with other men, and their purpose, which is to use their strength for the benefit of others. I call it being a man for others.
Exactly.
And I just think there's a lot of forces working against little boys and teenagers and adolescents and men. And we need to build men up to be men for others, to protect women, to love their wife, to protect, nurture, and guide their kids, to reach out to the orphan and the kid that doesn't have a dad around, and to make the world a better place. And then my second marketplace is business, mm-hmm. where God's ideas of other-centeredness, not self-centeredness, mm-hmm. of team rather than solo, of the long-term perspective to make a contribution, not just a short-term perspective to make a profit today. A profit today at the expense of a relationship will kill the profit for tomorrow.
Exactly.
So it's really in a business's best interest to think long-term, to honor people, and to make changes so that we can really build the teams that serve customers well and make the world a better place.
Well, historically, Jeff, when you look at businesses who stand out and that have been successful, I mean, the empirical evidence is so clear. It is it's those companies that are other-centered. You know, they are customer-centric. You know, time and time again, you see this played out. And, you know, businesses need to be encouraged because it's easy to get caught up in this culture, this kind of dog-eat-dog culture, and then we start competing and we lose sight of what's most important, and that is the relationship. So what you and Stacy are doing now in this element as far as business, but particularly I want to go back and talk about the men issue because men have been under attack for a long time. And, you know, the Bible's clear is if you tie up the strong man in any institution, whether it's marriage in the marketplace or whatever, and this is what's happened. The culture has tied up the strong man, and a lot of the chaos that's taking place right now is because men are not in their rightful authority position. And when I say that, I'm talking about that which God has designed for men to be. And so right now we're out of order. And, you know, what you and Stacy are doing and what you're doing in particular, you know, to liberate men, I mean, it's as if men have been in bondage, and much to the much to the harm of families and other men and, you know, our cultural institutions that, you know, really depend on men to be there, to be counted on.
That's really true. There have been, you know, pendulum swings of masculinity that miss the mark of balance. The man who is super passive because he defers to everyone, and that's somewhat the coaching that the society gives to men today. Or the man who is hyperactive and dominant, controlling, abusive and bossy. And that is completely opposite. The blueprint of manhood is Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus had the greatest humility ever, and yet he was the perfect one. And we men are imperfect, and yet we have pride. And humility doesn't lead to passivity. Humility leads to a confidence in God and a God-given calling. So humility leads you to serve. And when you serve, you create an authority of respect. That's why you talked about, you know, like Southwest Airlines or Nordstrom stores.
Mm-hmm.
They have this incredible respect in the marketplace because they go the extra mile to serve. Chick-fil-A goes the extra mile to serve and to train their people to always treat the customer well and to treat coworkers well. When you're humble and you serve well, you create credibility, and that credibility gives you more platform for influence going forward. It plays out in sports. You see the great point guard who's always dishing the ball out and passing. What a leader on the team. The offensive lineman who is sacrificing himself all the time. The NFL team that can submit all their individual goals to the overall goal of the team and play humble, self-sacrificing football. They win a Super Bowl championship, and then they all get paid more and get a lot of advertisements, and then the pride comes in, and it's hard to repeat the next year. But humility really is the beginning of great relationships, and therefore strength and influence, and then you can steward that strength and influence to make the world a better place.
Well, Jeff, I appreciate the time. How can people be in touch and get connected to your efforts, what you and Stacy are doing, and Facing the Blitz?
Yeah, I think the website's probably the best place to go, whether you want to inquire about a speech or gain the videos or get a hold of the book or email me. Just go to facingtheblitz.com and get in touch with me.
Well, always great to be talking to you. We'll be staying in touch, Jeff Kemp. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for what you're doing. Bye.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Hispanic entrepreneurs are more bullish than their non-Hispanic peers about revenue and hiring in the year ahead, and optimistic about their long-term future. According to the 2018 Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owner Spotlight, 37% plan to hire in 2018, and 71% expect revenue increases. Additionally, over three-quarters of Hispanic business owners plan to grow their business in the next 5 years, and nearly 9 out of 10 believe the business environment for Hispanic entrepreneurs will strengthen in the next decade. Elizabeth Romero, Bank of America Small Business Executive, discusses the findings.
One of the fastest growing segments of the small business sector, Hispanic entrepreneurs expect economic growth, higher revenue, and increased hiring in 2018. This overwhelming optimism extends beyond this year, as Hispanic business owners are anticipating a stronger business climate that will help them grow and flourish over the next decade.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
With the recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel
steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. George Barna is with us, Executive Director of the American Culture and Faith Institute. He has filled executive roles in politics, marketing, advertising, media development, research, and ministry, and founded the Barna Research Group back in 1984 and continues to study our culture. And, boy, you've got a question that many of us had, after the previous campaign, the 2016 presidential campaign, where it seemed like America was becoming infatuated with socialism.
Well, that's in fact what we found. I mean, I first asked that question several years ago, whether people would prefer socialism to capitalism. It was kind of a lark, and I was shocked at that time to find that about one out of three people said yes, they would. So we've been asking that question in every successive survey that we've done, and now we're up to the point where 40%, 40%, wow, of Americans say they would prefer socialism to capitalism. It's kind of shocking.
It really is. Do they even know what socialism is?
You know, that was really the reason that I wanted to do the survey, was to ask that exact question. Mm-hmm. And after asking people several dozen questions, without putting labels on things, just trying to get them to explain what it is that they're looking for in terms of governments and the economy and so forth, my conclusion is no. Most people have no idea what either of those labels mean, either capitalism or socialism, but that really what they're looking for is kind of a, well, kinder and gentler America. And they think perhaps with capitalism that doesn't come about, because they've been taught by the mainstream media that capitalism is a bunch of greedy capitalists who are taking advantage of people, don't really care about people. So maybe socialism is the answer, but most Americans really don't know what either of those is.
Obviously, in a country that is, you know, has a constitution that's based on self-responsibility, ultimately, You can look to each individual voter or citizen of the country to be responsible for their own beliefs. But is this a reflection of what's being taught in our institutions today?
I think we have to assume that it is. I mean, when you find that, you know, Americans would prefer, you know, individual ownership of private property to government ownership by a 12-to-1 margin. They prefer a government that takes its direction from the people rather than a population that takes its direction from the government. You know, we had a whole list of these kinds of things without putting labels on them, and people not understanding what it was that they were saying. But why is that? Well, it's because we're no longer teaching these things, certainly in the public schools. Mm-hmm. And so I think as we look to the future, we might want to suggest to parents, you know what, you've got to take control back of the schools. Right now the schools are telling you what they want your children to know. Perhaps it's time for you to tell the schools what it is that your children need to know.
How about the media they consume? Is that influencing them, George?
Huge. I mean, as we do our research, you know, we continually try to understand what influences what people think and why they think it. And we consistently find that the single biggest impact on what people believe and therefore what they do is the media content that they absorb. And so we're in a situation where with technology continuing to expand and give us more options for getting information, media has the dominant influence. And so naturally, a lot of the entertainment that they're watching has subtle allusions to what kind of governance we should have, what kind of lifestyles we should have. And certainly when you look at news reporting, journalism is no longer objective. Americans understand that. Mm-hmm. And yet we continue to consume that information as if it were objective. Yeah. And so we're being fed a lot of fake news. And yet we don't recognize it as such because we no longer have a fundamental understanding of governance and lifestyle that helps us to discern what's real from what's not.
Well, as we bifurcate the demographics here, though you say 4 out of 10, if you break it down, you look at millennials, it's over 50% of millennials would prefer socialism.
And what's really scary about that to me is, you have to understand a couple things. Number one, this is the largest generation in America's history to date. And secondly, that large generation is going to give us the future leaders of America. They're naturally going to pursue the things that they believe in. And even though they might not understand it, this is something that currently they believe in. They think this may be the solution to the kind of world that they want to live in. So we have to be concerned about that. They're going to be supported to a large extent by the prior generation, Gen X, it's sometimes called the baby busters.
Right.
Almost half of them also say that they would prefer socialism to capitalism. So the younger adults in America clearly are sending a signal that they're looking for something different, even if they don't understand what it is they're looking for.
You know, I always thought that the Barack Obama administration was a portal and a preview of things to come. Now when you look at these numbers, you can see, even with their evaluation of the Obama administration, which seems to be loaded with, a history that's been rewritten, so to speak, I might say, that their ideals are a bit prejudiced based on this information that they're receiving, not only in institutions, in the media they consume, and even their own evaluation of reality.
I think that's definitely true. And, you know, historically, you can track how we got here by seeing Woodrow Wilson as what you might consider to be our first socialist president. Mm-hmm. FDR went him a few steps better with his New Deal programs and policies. That was taken to yet a higher level by Lyndon Johnson with his Great Society programs. And then, of course, Barack Obama wanted to take it yet further and did accomplish a lot of that agenda during his 8 years in office.
Mm-hmm.
So it really has had a lasting effect. You know, people say things like you can't legislate morality, but that's really all the law does, mm-hmm. is tell us right from wrong. And so the kinds of laws that our political leaders leave us with are a legacy of morality, or in many cases now, immorality. Mm-hmm. And so it has a large and lasting impact on our nation.
Yeah, because when you talk about morality or mores, it reflects the culture. And so it's how they determine in their own eyes how things ought to be. And so it's a direct reflection of the culture that has evolved to this 21st century that we're experiencing.
Yeah, very much. And of course, as we've talked about before, all of this is tightly related to a person's worldview,
yes,
the way that they understand the world and respond to it. And historically in America, people were taught that your worldview should be shaped by biblical principles. In America today, whether you look at our public schools, whether you look at our media, whether you look at many of our well-known political leaders, when you look at what's being done within our family systems, biblical principles are no longer the foundation on which we develop that worldview. It's now more based upon feelings than it is upon any kind of absolute moral truths. And so that helps to facilitate this movement away from a democratic republic, this movement away from a capitalist system that has supported that democratic republic towards something that's completely different, even though we don't understand it.
Well, and of course, here we have a U.S. Constitution that our founder said was designed for a people of morality. So you let go of morality, then you let go of the underpinnings of our U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, it's true. And I think one of the things that we probably ought to mention is that that's been made possible by the fact that so many of our churches now are not necessarily helping people to think through these issues of morality and values. We're teaching and preaching a lot. We've still got, you know, 320,000 Protestant churches, 20,000 Catholic churches across the country, but fewer and fewer people are going. Less time in those churches is being spent studying the Bible. As we look at the sermons that are being preached, doing content analysis on those, we find that there is less emphasis upon biblical basics, the fundamentals of the Christian faith, and more upon, you know, how do you get happy? How do you feel good about yourself?
Exactly.
How do you handle your emotions? That's all well and good, but we're not necessarily focusing on the things that had made this country so strong and even feasible from the beginning, which was going back to biblical truth.
Well, in your book, Think Like Jesus, what captured my attention so definitively to your point here was that even senior pastors in the pulpit do not even hold to a Christian worldview, that overall maybe 1 out of 10 born-again Christians held to a true, what we would define as a biblical worldview. Is it any wonder we find ourselves where we are today? And even in this survey, 3 out of 10 born-again Christians believe in capitalism over socialism. Boy, these numbers are quite stark.
They really are. You know, we found that 1 out of 4 theological conservatives say they prefer socialism. When you look at the two major denominational segments in America, Protestants and Catholics, 41% of Catholics say they would prefer socialism. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a lot of momentum behind that kind of thinking. And the danger, of course, is that you see movements that ultimately have great power in our culture, particularly when they're supported by the media, which this would be.
Yeah.
Those kind of movements really change the way things work in our nation. And we're in danger of that happening here because people may not understand what it is they're saying they want, but nevertheless, they're putting a lot of energy behind it.
Well, George Barna, where can the folks go for more information as we wrap things up here?
Well, at our website, culturefaith.com, we've got this report. It's called Americans Favor Capitalism, Tempted by Socialism, Ill-Informed About Both. And it'll give a lot more information than we've had time to cover.
He's the executive director of the American Culture and Faith Institute, George Barna. I'm Bill Martinez Live. George, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers.